Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jim is in Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I had to stop and get a fatty from a guy.
I believe it.
I've been a lifelong Cowboys fan, although, you know, Texans are good too. I like them second best.
Right.
This is a disgrace. I feel like I should be an ostrich with my head in the sand or have a paper bag over my head with two holes for the eyes and the nose. The only question is, Coach, who's going to be the next coach of the Dallas Cowboys? Who can come in there? Somebody from college? I don't know.
I'll hang up and listen. All right, well, there you go. One of the guys I think that I actually think – that they should consider, two of them, I would, you know, I guess one of them would be Rivera, and the other one would be Eric Bieniemy, who's getting, you know, rave reviews from a lot of people, mostly Andy Reid, and everybody knows the Andy Reid coaching tree is, he's got a long lineage of successful guys that have coached with him. So, that have learned under him and everything else and learned his ways, and people believe in him. And it just reminds you of, you know, these coaches that do well, then all their assistants get jobs. But Bieniemy's high on the, you know, list of guys that are next in line. And I think, you know, the guy that they want actually is Lincoln Riley, the guy from Oklahoma, right? Isn't that where he is? So I think that he's the guy that Jerry Jones has his eyes on. But you never know. I mean, how much does – I don't know if he listens to Stephen Jones. I don't know if he listens to his son. Maybe his son thinks it's better that they hire someone with experience that, you know, really – like Rivera, who's got it. And then maybe somebody thinks it's, the old Packers coach, McCarthy. You know, maybe somebody thinks that it's that guy because, you know, I still think he can coach. And, you know, if that guy stays out of football another year, he won't coach, right? You know, it's either sit out 1 year and then get a gig again or what? He's going to miss 2 years, 3 years, and then get a gig? I have my doubts. So, you know, that guy's going to be interviewing for jobs, I would think. I think both of them, Rivera and McCarthy, will be in the mix. McCarthy has had, you know, postseason success. So, you know, this guy's done it all. And then they got this guy, Garrett, who never does anything. And, you know, I got to tell you, I'm just going to be honest. I've been hearing about this guy, Garrett, for so long, I want to puke that he's this great coach and everything. And that he's, you know, they love him and everybody thinks so highly of him. And I think it's laughable. I frankly think it's laughable because he's been, frankly, atrocious as a head coach. Right? I mean, what has he done in Dallas but lose? I mean, honestly, I don't think he's good. Ray in Arizona.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, dude.
Hey, the worst thing that can happen to Dallas is they fool around and win one or two more games, and Jones rekindles his love for Garrett. That would be the absolute worst thing. My question is, Who is he going to hire? Is he going to hire another Clapper?
I've just sat here for 5 minutes and gone through a list of people. They've lost. They've gone 3-7 in their last 10. Mavia, did I not just go through the list of everyone I think that could get that job? And then the guy asked me the same question.
Right.
I mean, you're just not listening. I just went through the list.
Now, like 5-6 guys.
I just went to McCarthy, Rivera, Lincoln Riley, Eric Bieniemy, McCarthy. I mentioned all of them endlessly, over and over. John is on the road to Seattle. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, well, thanks for taking my call, guy. My take is, and I'm a Packer fan, and my son's a Seahawk fan. But long and the short of it, how many other GMs do you know that not weekly, but almost daily, do the theatrics and the baloney that Jerry, whatever his name is, does? You know, quit putting the pressure on the staff. Get out. You don't belong there. And the coach, I mean, the guy never had a chance to be good or bad, really, did he? I mean, I don't know.
Well, look, let's face facts. The reality is this, is that Jerry Jones he just did a 25-minute press debriefing in the bowels of the stadium at Soldier Field and answered 1,000 questions. He is the voice and face of the franchise that he owns that's worth, you know, billions. So he doesn't care what you think, and he's going to keep talking. If he cared what anyone thought, he wouldn't have done 50 million of these after every single game. Every single week he does radio shows. Every single week he does television interviews. Every single game he does post-game press conferences. The last guy to be heard from is the head coach. He has absolutely no power whatsoever, Jason Garrett. None. It's all Jerry's world. That's why they call it Jerry's world. Jerry Jones is not going to stop talking because you don't like it. Or because you think that he's screwing up the head coach. That head coach is, as I said, fair to Midland at best. He's been a very average coach in the NFL. You know, I guess he's clean cut looking or something because everybody falls for it that he's this, you know, quality coach. He's not. He's terrible. That's it. Now everybody keeps talking about he'll be coaching somewhere else. I wouldn't hire that guy if I was married to his daughter. I mean, honestly, he's bad luck. Let's face facts. Stop with this stuff that he's good. All he does is lose. That's it. That's all he does. He loses. McCarthy won a Super Bowl. You can hate him all you want. Oh, Aaron Rodgers and him didn't get along in the last couple of years. So what? He's a prima donna himself, isn't he? Yes. Everything has to be approved by Aaron Rodgers. Same thing as LeBron James. Everything has to go through LeBron James. You can't do anything unless LeBron approves of it. Shut up. McCarthy was a winner in Green Bay. That's all there is to it. You got sick of him because you didn't win Super Bowls every single year because you're all spoiled. That's it. He's a better coach than Mike McCarthy's a better coach than Jason Garrett 6 ways till Sunday.
And your boy's saying that Garrett never had a chance because Jones does these press conferences. Never had a chance. He's been there for 9 years.
Yeah, never had a chance.
How much more of a chance do you need? That guy throws money at this team left and right to try to get the best players. He's had tons of talent. Don't tell me he hasn't had a chance.
He's had every chance in the world.
He's had more chances than people want to ever give him. They went and fired 3, 4, 5 years ago.
Ty in Pittsburgh on the Fan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Hey, what up? What up, bro?
I appreciate everything you've done.
My man.
I've been a Cowboys fan my whole life, man. It's not enough aggressiveness. They got to get Jason Garrett out of there, bring in another coach.
Right. That's inevitable. He's doomed. I mean, the guy's as good as fired tonight. That his time in Dallas is so over, it's not even funny. Not only that, if he wins a wild card game, he's still getting fired. How's that sound? He's getting fired anyway, no matter what, because they're terrible. And, they, you know, 3-7-10, they've lost 3 in a row. They're choking on the end of the season like somebody having the Heimlich maneuver in a restaurant. Their season's over. Like, as far as I'm concerned, it's over. Even if they make the division and win it and get a wild card, they're going to get their ass beat, and he's getting fired. He's getting fired as sure as I'm sitting here.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.